It's good.
Take a look at that.
Steve, would you be willing to help with any other sectors? Do you want to get deeper into this mess?
I'm willing to help. I'll be happy.
What's that, Steve?
You haven't called me. You said you would call me.
I did.
You haven't.
Well,
and does anybody need any more FAQs?
I'll take some. I can print them off as well, but as long as you have them.
You guys should not spend it. No, volunteers, you don't get paid enough.
Forgive me, I know you work for the city, okay? This is typical city thinking. Walk out in the hallway and see what you see.
I don't even want to know. I could
perhaps. All the way out.
I have to shut the door when I have these meetings.
What's to keep people on your side of this fence from getting to my side of this fence?
Well, if we're armed.
With what?
Flamethrowers? Leaf blowers?
You know what I learned?
Oh, is that where the thing is?
What does he say?
The gate's down.
You know what I learned today?
Between the two sections.
If you happen to accidentally discharge a firearm, even at a shooting range, it's a felony.
Thank you.
Accidentally?
Mm. And I do, I don't oh. know,
but isn't
I do
accident?
Have these too.
So were you going to give me some FAQs, extra FAQs?
I like using all these things because I love these things. So you guys have to recycle them.
Oh, I love those things too.
I've got.
You may have. Why not? Be happy.
Be
feel free to take it. Yeah.
I just
those are good for you.
I gave
fat.
Three baggies.
I never tell anybody that.
Three baggies full of rubber bands I just gave the Salvation Army. I hope they need them. I mean, I can't throw away a cork, and I can't throw away a
rubber
band.
Well, rubber bands
end
up... If
you had given them to Barbara Schaefer, she could have used them.
Who's that?
That's me. I'm sorry.
What do you use? What do you use
rubber bands
or
corks? Rubber bands.
What do you use them for?
I use them to hold all sorts of things together. On my electric cords.
She works at a dentist office. They're for braces.
Angel. What are these for?
Those are actually I'd like to take them down to the government, the county government center. They're really into recycling and put in their areas where they've got recycle bins. Or if you have other suggestions, I have more of the fiber ones than the other ones. But those are going.
Those are good. I like that.
But like people that are really invested, it's good for like the offices that are really invested where they have an area for recycling to kind of direct people. Of course, those people that are invested don't need that much direction.
What's your budget for this group?
I don't even know. That's a really weird thing.
Do we have a vote on how it's allocated?
You can have a vote. I hope your boat goes farther than mine.
When you said that, I thought right away of the development I live in. It isn't quite.
Does anybody else need these?
It isn't quite half built out. So while we all have votes, we don't have enough to override the developer. He's still got put all the undeveloped properties or unbuilt properties, I guess.
Well, I appreciate all of you.
Thank you.
Coming.
So we didn't come up with the date.
No, we did not come up with the date. So,
this is
are we thinking the 1st of February, end of June? Well, to try and get those other people to come.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I think I need to send the date right away to get them to come.
How about this is what, the second Tuesday in December?
Yeah.
About second Tuesday in February.
Second Tuesday in February.
I can't make any second Tuesdays of the month.
You can't?
No. I have things, except for tonight. I was able to come.
What about first Tuesday?
Yeah,
first Tuesdays I can. Fine. Second and fourth I can't. I mean, it depends on
your, all of that.
First Tuesday.
Depends on when it ends. I have something at 7:30. I have something.
Let's not go that long. I mean, God, we
but
did go a long time.
If we
time
had
today.
A meeting
I
with
them,
I'll try to be more structured.
With my son.
If we have a meeting. How long would it go long?
Absolutely matched.
We'll just say an hour. And then let's get done with it.
Haven't seen him for.
It would be during the day or the afternoon.
I'm not cooking them fresh.
Right away, he does
this. Would it be during the afternoon, the day, or the evening?
I think the evening.
I wore it to the barbershop.
I think it would be hard.
Because it matches fairly well.
Yes, it does. Exactly.
Would a daytime meeting be difficult?
Yeah.
Typically.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. That's what. Okay, that's so, what I was thinking
so
for most people.
So this time is good for people, dinner time ish.
I know it's a terrible. That's why I tried to feed you well.
What about a potluck?
I thought it was
Frankie
nice
had liked that.
She
was complaining because she's just getting back from Thanksgiving. She's got a lot of things going on, and everybody wants to have a potluck.
I used to run the Special Olympic sports program, and it was a completely volunteer based, and I fed all my people. They were so good. You know, I'd take sandwiches and stuff. So I sent them a text of the food I made. They're like, wow, you took it up a notch. I'm like, I don't have to carry it all over the state.
Where do you want to go?
This
Missouri
cap.
River Relief. We
first
have an
time
office
I went to the barbershop right in my haircut.
Yeah,
Mark.
My front door is in the alley.
And as I was, I had this on, and as I was walking through the parking lot, he was telling the owner of the shop, he said,
it's
I don't want your
hair
to see when I'm not cutting his hair. He thought it was real.
It's not well marked. Like our Dora spray paint. Over
I
it.
Didn't realize Mark took pictures of that and such.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Mark knows.
Yes,
I mean, next time
I wear it whenever I'm out doing this
maybe
stuff.
Maybe I'll tell him that on Facebook.
But it was really bad there for a while.
You're the wild hair guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm never recycling it. Oh, yeah, same thing.
Still, every time they take out the containers, trash.
Yeah, but they don't. Now, let me tell you this. They don't have
one. We have like a little we can at least.
And what absolutely confuses me is it's called flare hair.
Better than it was.
Flare hair.
I'm walking
up online.
To the Broadway Brewery with my coworkers.
Is anybody else coming?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
He's waiting on me because we drove together.
Carrying them. Now, whether they're going to get something for spring, I don't know.
Well, he might be in the garage. I don't know.
I'm not.
Anyone else park in the garage?
Where are you
going?
Great.
Garage? Oh, you got
maybe
some
land. Okay, yeah. Sign my ticket.
Opposite direction.
I'll call you if not.
Thank you, guys.
Well, if I find him again, I'll let you know, okay?
Nice jacket, Steve.
Thank you.
I used to have one like that.
Anybody else want another bite or take a few bites home?
I'll take a couple of those, please.
Leave it here or take it. Or use it. Do you have enough coffee cups? Leave it here.
But I can't eat those garbanzo beans.
What do they do to you?
No, there's two things that I won't eat, and it's because I think they're tasteless. One is garbanzo beans, and the other is lima beans. I just can't. It's like beige chalk and white chalk and green chalk.
I wish I thought they were tasteless.
I haven't done it yet.
Okay, Val, so not till after Christmas, but maybe sooner than mid-January. I mean, once Christmas Day is done, then I start relaxing and enjoying the holiday.
I'm very flexible because I'm retired, so just pick a day. And by the way, Fridays are not good. I went out the Friday we were going to go, and I ran into the same thing.
So no more Fridays. Wait, email me too if you feel like, okay, well, it's time.
Not good for storage, you mean?
Especially restaurants. Restaurants and bars.
I'll make sure I do it first thing in the morning.
2:00 in the afternoon, not a Monday.
Two to four is what I've found is the best time frame. Four is just before the evening rush for whatever the business is, because you know they're getting ready to close. So, and 2:00 is after lunch, so everybody's back.
Okay, Val, so we'll be in touch then.
And Merry Christmas, ladies.
Nice to meet you, Jim.
Nice to meet you.
Good to see you again, Steve.
Bye, Wendy.
See you guys.
It's good to see you. Have a great holiday, everyone.
We need to add a little
bit. Thank you.
Just walk over there rather than have to try to do it. That's real good.
So you want to, I'm sorry, David, interrupting me. You want a 5-gallon bucket, and what do I need to do to the bucket? That's it?
Just bring the bucket.
Okay.
I guess we can try to leave it down there, but just start
locking
out.
Locking out, yeah. And I will. I'll give a combination. And then we have that whole other shed now. Once more, it's ours. So they'll have to that too. And if I don't get a combination when we use one of them, we'll like leave the key in the combination lock. In the combination shed, so that we have access to all of that.
Would you like it on it?
Thank you.
You want to take some to your wife?
No.
Your wife want you to take some to her?
She's well taken care of.
Mm-hmm. I bet she is.
She's put up with me for a long time.
She's probably trained you. Where's that bag I have?
That she has. All right. I will send you the information on this.
Yeah. That definitely needs to be on our website. That's awesome.
I got a hunch.
I will do my best with getting somebody else to this meeting. Ooh, those are good.
Would you object? Let me back up. My son.
Some things I don't need to know everything.
No.
And then we get farther.
No, you do. My son worked for, yes I do, thank you. My son worked for Katie Essen.
Yeah.
Out at the mall.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was, had that responsibility. Uh-huh. I like a slight, the next larger size is my favorite.
I have it right here.
I got plenty, believe me. I got, you can't imagine how many of these I left the business I was in.
I love these things.
And they developed a pretty good working relationship.
Uh-huh.
And the very first meeting at the CID that I was invited to when I went, you know, she left the responsibility she had at the mall. I think she was marketing or something. Went on to something else and then came back and is now head of the CID.
Uh-huh.
Well, when she heard my name, you know, bells started going
yeah.
off. And she asked afterwards and I said, well, he's my son. She said, well, he used to work for me. So I've kind of leveraged his relationship with her
yeah.
into a relationship that I think she would accept if I have the authority to talk to her about this stuff. I would be more than willing to do that.
Uh-huh.
But I can already tell because I...
You already know a lot.
No, I tried. Okay. I tried. When I saw the original list of businesses,
uh-huh.
was about 200.
Yeah.
I called her right away and I said, Katie,
really
there's more.
Out,
there's
right?
400 businesses.
I don't think it really matters that much.
You need help carrying a
store. I can get it all.
I'm not willing to put one for you. I remember who I am.
I'm still old John.
Just in case you guys need them.
That's the best I can do.
So that tells me.
To Andrea?
I mean, she said, she responded to me, but copied Andrea, and her response was simple. It was, Val, it was great to meet you, glad to work with you, and then the next part of the response was...
Did she not even know Andrea was gone? Or?
No. This was when Andrea was still here. So,
yeah,
I knew right then,
like, yeah.
I got no authority. You know, I'm just a voice. So, I would need someone to approve... Me sitting down with her, I'd be more than happy to do that. And I would be more than happy to try to schedule it such that you could attend as well.
Uh-huh.
If,
that might be a hard sell, but I'll go for it.
Because we got to get the city and the CID on the same page. And they just aren't. What can I do to help?
No, I'm not going to get about it. You were doing everything. You're picking up all the slack. One more tub over there.
Melanie, even though she hasn't...
This is not Melanie.
Hi, David.
Hello.
Welcome
to
our humble abode.
She's got a lot of great ideas.
She
I was on a task force one time.
And,
this
and
is where
does.
We met every
and
time.
It's a task.
In
itself.
It
started out with a whole bunch of people, and I ended up with about four.
And she has.
You went too long, and I'll start bailing out.
No, there were two people that had very specific agendas, and everybody got tired of listening to them, so they quit coming.
Frankly, that fits me perfectly.
And there were a couple of us. A couple of us had to stay there because we had interests that we needed to work on. It was. It was. You knew what the conversation was going to be before you showed up, and everybody just it was. You could just gone. There's some of them. I don't think they came the last three quarters of the meetings.
partition here in the hallway. It's up to you guys to make sure no ne'er-do-wells get through that door beyond this partition.
That's where I'm going.
Oh, it is?
I'm going this way, but you can come this way and go out with me. Are you in the Plaza Garage?
No, I'm probably across the street.
Oh, well then you don't want to go this way.
No, that's a better exit.
I'm
glad to see what's going on inside the bowels of City Hall.
All right, hopefully I got all my trash, because I had a lot.
It was draft.
Deal busted here. The zipper doesn't work.
Dang.
Well, I got a notice, David, and you probably got the notice. I don't know. But Everett Baker's retiring.
I have not gotten that notice.
That's a shame. He's always been really good to us.
December 31st.
December 31st.
2015.
He's the longest tenured, maybe state employee right now.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He's been with Drinking Water before DNR existed.
Yeah, it was Public Health Services, Don Sayer. Yep. Remember, it's Don Sayer and Jerry Lane.
He's always the voice of reason when you're trying to get something resolved.
Everett is great
to work with.
He was.
Yeah, I.
When I was in water,
I enjoyed working with him.
We had that THM thing going on. That's when I met Everett.
It really wasn't a controversy. And really, I guess it wasn't him, and they were really told to make the design water design guide into regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And
that wasn't that long ago.
No, and it never did. It didn't make it.
I was going to say, but that wasn't that long ago.
No. You're talking probably 2-3 years, maybe.
But it's still a guide, isn't it?
It's still a design guide, yeah. But they revamped it pretty heavily. But yeah.
When we had that THM deal here in town, I got that assignment, and that's when I first met Everett. I was mm-hmm. working with him, and he was as helpful as anybody could ever be, and just as reasonable as a person could be. December 31, they're having a big... going away thing for him, maybe?
Yeah, at the DNR office there in Macon. It's from 1 to 4.
But maybe worth driving up to Macon for.
I'm going to go. Everett and I were in school together back in the...
Really?
Late 60s, yeah.
Retirement multiplier is pretty good.
45 years.
45 years.
Yep.
I don't know what state how they figured that math. University gives you 2.2% for every year of service. So people that retire 45 years, you know, basically retiring 100%.
Then
you're not paying FICA, and you can roll Social Security.
When Hankins retired, and I got his job, he'd been here 42 and a half years, so he got 85%. And then he wasn't paying 7% withholding on Social Security.
Right.
So that basically took him up to 90%. He waited one more year before he signed up for Social Security because he got the full benefit.
He's probably making more money.
He'd making more money within a year after he retired than he was making when he was working. And then, of course, loggers gives you a fairly decent raise. Well, I don't know how decent it is. They always give you a raise.
Some cost a little bit.
Something every year.
Dave, let me have your email address.
It's D-A.
D-A.
S-O-R-R-E-L.
S-O-R-R-E-L at...
GoColumbiaMo.com. I got my stuff this afternoon. I had a little training session. I got
GoColumbianLow.com, right?
Yes. Yeah. Got all my new account numbers with our change in our financial system.
You have more?
Huh?
You have more now?
Well, no, they show you what your existing one is and what it's going to be under this new system. And look at this.
That's for just...
Oh, wait a minute. David, you're out of the office.
I was out of office today because I was at the training session all day.
I know. I just sent you the email.
That's a lot of account numbers.
That's the account numbers for the stuff I have, yeah.
My guess is a lot of stuff's going to be accounted incorrectly. People get their own numbers.
Well, I mean, no, these are all existing accounts, and then all they're doing is giving us what the new account number is going to be when that system goes in, so we do our budget this year.
All right, you got the, should have that. All right,
yeah, I'll try to, I don't know what we're got going on over that time period, but I'll.
It's a, let's see. What day of the week is that? I think it's a Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Last Wednesday this month, yep.
Well, you said it's 1 to 4. 1 to 4, that shouldn't be an issue anyway. I can drive up there. It'll be so crowded, all you'll be able to do
It will be crowded.
You'll be able to wish him well and get on out of the way.
That's right.
Because it'll be, think of all the communities he's worked with up in, the northern part of the state.
See, I went way back there. Well, he got out of school the same time I did. And then he started working DNR, and I started working for Farmers Home in the Department of Agriculture. And then I worked in community business programs, which we worked with DNR all the time over all the, I don't know how many regional offices they had back then, 6 or so, but the North Missouri was always busy. They, especially in water supply, there was just, there's no groundwater.
Yeah, so you can't just go shoot a well.
And
you gotta build a reservoir.
And then he worked with us to get Clarence Ken Wholesale Water Commission started. But and then I had a, when I was in private practice, I had a contract with DNR. That's when they cut back, and they needed somebody to review plans and specifications to issue permits. Water construction permits. I bet you I bet there was over 1,000.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good. You can just work when you want to.
It was, now these weren't, I'd say 80% of them were water line extensions.
Mm-hmm.
I had to have a, oh, Bill.
You have to have your own,
had to have a permit.
We've got, we can do certain extensions within the system, yeah. I guess.
Supervised program.
That's what we have, alternative terminology.
We got,
Generally, you don't want to get into is if we're putting a big long line in or if we're doing a renovation to one of the reservoirs or pumping
stations. Cities similar to that. They can do the extensions and the developer extensions and all that under their program, and then like I think they're going to do a water plant expansion. They got to go through the DNR, adding wells, or a few things, not very
and
many.
And then it's, I think it has like a 5-year duration.
Yeah,
I don't think it's perpetual. I think it's a 5-year.
I don't know about the water, but with sewer, it runs with your operating permit.
Okay.
So if your operating permit, it's 5-year permit typically.
And then it expires.
Then if it expires and you've submitted it, it continues in effect until.
Yeah. The drinking water permit is kind of ongoing. It's not a renewal. And I'm wearing because.
Our wastewater permit has to be renewed every 5 years.
That's like an air permit where you got to renew it every 5 years.
That's when they get to come up with whatever new regulations there are that you all of a sudden got to meet and put your compliance.
How are you?
They go through all that stuff in there, then you got to renew.
Pretty good. I've been off with our granddaughter. Yeah. Are you involved in like an MS4 permit at all?
We've got an industrial user permit on our site, but I get involved a little bit with the MS4 with H&S. So.
Well, our MS4, the joint
permit. MS4 is with the city,
county, and university. It just went out public notice now. Yeah. one of them every 5 years.
But we've got, plant's got a,
somebody,
well, I'm sure the city plant's got some, one too, it's got an industrial user permit.
Howdy.
Hi, Chris.
Go all right last week?
They're issued every 3 years.
Yeah, we're good. We're here. We made it back.
We're ready to submit again. We'll get.
But Everett was like, he was the, if you want to call it, the DNR expert in water treatment.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's three, so it's.
Yep. What's your problem?
She's got a genetic, very, very rare genetic disorder.
I've been wondering when he was going to leave.
Well, I did too. I said, gee whiz, you got to. But
can produce uncontrolled
tumors. The other tumors. Thing with Everett, it's like, you know, it's not even different than the city.
Cleveland
when you
Clinic.
Have long-term employees like that
Washington.
Retire, you lose a degree
and be there
in
for
institutional
a while.
Knowledge.
State of Washington.
In this case, no, I
from
think it's all
Washington,
gone.
D.C. Yeah. My daughter and son-in-law and their kids live in suburban Washington.
And I saw a lot of the guys
and
leave
but the
during the time I've been
experts
here
on this condition are in the Cleveland Clinic.
Hankins and White Kemper, a whole bunch of folks who've been here for years
four,
and the history
years, I guess, all together with you.
You're doing tests?
George was pretty funny because I know I asked him
it's hard
one
on
day.
Local.
You know, this is 2003
she doesn't understand
or 4.
It, you
he says,
know,
what kind of symptoms does it have her?
Pardon? Making this
what
up.
What kind of symptoms does it
July
have?
1976, the council passed ordinance, just a second. And he walked out of there, and he
can't
was back
have
in 2 minutes with a copy of that ordinance.
Mental problems.
Well, that's the other guy I went to school with, old George.
They're not manifesting yet.
You went to school with him, Pat Fitzgerald?
My daughter and son-in-law, and we are very, very concerned about that, and that's what they're testing for. You often see autism.
January of 71, George probably, he may have graduated in 70 or
she's had
he started
several
early
benign
70s.
Growths.
Yeah.
Because in the closet tonight, don't they?
But they don't know yet because it's so newly
discovered. Yeah, we've been
we're
losing
very,
our,
very,
we're losing our power.
We're losing ground fast.
Yeah. Well, when they send y'all down the wastewater plant, they know, then you'll know.
Hey, you know what? Wherever they send me, that's where I'm going. Yes. You think we'd be there when you gave your presentation, wouldn't we?
And five years ago,
that'd be a good place to do it. We ought to do it in the afternoon. You just take a tour while you're there.
There you go. Why not?
And I'll make sure they're hauling sludge that day.
We're in wastewater?
Yeah. Now you get
we
the
went
full
there
effect
in elementary
the
school for a field trip.
Where?
The wastewater.
Well, he's making
plant.
Fun about this room. And I said, well, you know that you really have dropped in status if they send you down the wastewater plant for one of these meetings. That's what they said. Well, maybe we ought to have a wastewater presentation at the plant. Good afternoon, you could have a tour.
You want a barbecue that day?
We could do that, maybe. We've been known to do that.
Not when you haul sludge, though.
You know, that's not a terrible idea, actually.
It's not. And, I mean, I make a joke when I say it. But no, if y'all want to do that, we'd be more than happy to do it. And we'd give you a tour. That'd be...
It's not a terrible idea.
Your room's as big as this.
Our room's bigger than this. Our conference room's a lot bigger than this.
If we can get the room.
I can get the room. That's not a problem.
Closer to my house.
All I got to do is you tell me the day, I can go down there and punch it on the calendar, and it's there. We got two, so we got two and then a small one, so we'd definitely be able to do it. And I'll throw that out if you'd like to do it. We can sure work something out on that.
Hey, Tony, I was walking by the old, I call it SoCo Mo building, and... They had the front door open and
Looks a little different in there, doesn't
Tony,
it?
It looks like they're starting over again.
They are very much so.
Doing that.
Yeah, we got.
I mean, you got that contract?
Uh-huh.
It was.
Yeah, we
just
got
a hall.
It's yeah. It's opened up. Yeah.
It needed to be gutted.
The SoCo Mo.
It was TP's for a long time, and it was Forge and Vine. It's on there,
South
7th. Is that 7th or 6th? That's 7th.
That's 7th Street.
Kind of that weird, kind of like it's got an A-frame roof on the front of it, kind of a...
Well, it's just down below the federal building.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I was walking by there and looking at it.
Yeah, they...
Wow. It was...
Yeah, I told John Summon we weren't kidding when I said I wanted a demo permit. We're doing that, and then they got a funky deal. We're working with the city and trying to get it. As it turns out, that stairwell on the back of the building is on the other property. So we're having to figure out what in the heck we're going to do to make that work.
That was, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. I've been down through that alley a thousand times.
Yeah, well, I think they're doing...
But you were going to be here.
Ta-da. He wanted you to be surprised.
What happened to you?
I decided that we needed a new hobby, so rotator cuff surgery was my...
Oh, that's a good choice.
Well, welcome back.
We'll test you, city's medical program, to see if the insurance paid that well enough for us.
Yeah, that's it.
No, not fun.
How long ago was that? How long ago was your surgery?
Tuesday. So a week ago.
Ted, John just told me that Everett Baker's retiring.
Really?
December 31st.
Been there a long time.
45 years.
Wow. Huh.
45 years. I gotta work for 45 years.
I see.
Oh, you should work out something like that.
Has he been at the state all that time?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were at Rollins at the same time.
Back is that right?
Late '60s. Yeah.
You know, old classmates, huh?
Yeah. And the other, you know, the other guy that was in that area too was, remember Gary Forsey, the president of the Indian system?
Mm-hmm.
He was he's a Rollins grad. He was in civil engineering at the same time we were there. Hello, Cody.
How's it going?
And
I got to get out of the table.
Do you want to?
Oh, I think you're
bored. You the,
you're classing the place up. We don't want you, Lee.
No, I'm just the audience.
Or Floyd may know.
How we doing?
Well, yeah. No, but I'll
be. Will you do me a favor? I'm supposed to have a meeting with Jay tomorrow at 8, but I just realized I had an 8:30. Will you let him know when you get in?
Yeah.
I'm just going to send him an email tonight when I get out of here.
You know,
yeah.
He just
sent an email out. Okay, I was going to say, I think I might have it. That's okay.
I just like.
Oh, you said like. Oh, then no, I don't have
an hour ago.
I was going to say, I've got.
Well, actually, yeah, it was probably like 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, I've got the older one.
Well, this is a copy of the narrative, but I had the recommendations that.
Oh, you
I
put it all together?
Oh, all right. Well, because I was supposed to do it before, and I, of course, then one thing leads to another, but. Chris.
You mean you had other stuff going on?
Yeah. You don't need one.
Bill. Yeah, he'll leave his because you know that
it's out of school. And then Kim and Katrina will leave.
Well,
let me
get my little horn out here.
Yeah, I mean, it was first and foremost what's best for you.
Hey, I was in a meeting today with Rick Rother. He was indicating that his electricity's been going on and off for about the last 3 or 4 days. Down the panel here.
Flickering? Flickering off and on or shutting off for a while? And then
it sounded like it was shutting off, but then it would come back on.
We had some problems last week, but there was a feeder headed out to the 7063 interchange, but it was tied through a power plant circuit to downtown. It flickered a couple times last week.
We had that happened at our office.
Yeah.
Yeah, just real quick. Yeah.
Last week, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then he was expressing his concern that he was being required to install a bike.
A little tighter quarters this time.
At his business.
Yeah. Chris?
Yes,
I was supposed to tell you you are an old curmudgeon.
Who says? I mean, that's true.
Supposedly you would know.
Well, no, that's a very widely held view.
a neighbor, I guess.
Well, out with it now.
I think it was Jeff Quinn.
If you'd like to come in.
Does that make sense?
Jeff Quinn?
Gwynn? Jeff Gwynn?
Jeff Chin.
Gwynn.
Gwynn?
Gwynn. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was...
Well, on the back of the banner, I think that's all he did.
It was Jeff.
What's that?
Where do you live?
I don't live where you live. But
no, but...
I live out in the woods.
Oh, okay. You mean in my current neighbor?
Your
Sure. Sure. So. All right. Yeah. Well, that's true.
Sure it works in
that
to
I am.
Being
I mean.
It is true that you are?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good to know.
glad you don't
well,
know any of my neighbors.
And I said,
it's better
go.
Than being a young curmudgeon.
I said, I've got to go.
Where are you? You can have an excuse for being a curmudgeon.
No,
as you look around, you know, I'm not the only one in that category. On this task force.
Hmm.
I emailed
him. What's he saying? I saw it, actually.
I just sent it. So.
Yeah, there's one down there by the computer.
Did you is the narrative changed?
No.
No, it
didn't.
Yeah.
You smarter for the experience?
How so?
How do I do that?
One line. Still, I took from those recommendations and put it in there. But
figured it out.
No, essential.
Might take me a little longer the first time. Well, we missed you, but we made it through.
This was the same thing you emailed earlier, right? Just like an hour ago?
Yeah. And then, Greg, I don't think I had your final.
I didn't look at it. To
I think
see
we had some, like,
what,
after the meeting. Well, I guess we can get it, into.
I think it looked like it was final.
I think we had talked about something you said we should explore coordinating with Boone County, and I was just saying, you know, they already do. Mm-hmm. Share that LIDAR information when they flew over last time, and they have the last couple of times. And so there was that. I was thinking we would just say continue to coordinate or something, as opposed to explore coordinating.
Yeah. Oh, this is a draft. So
yeah. Oh yeah.
And we'll have time to tweak it.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think we had pretty much. There was that couple wording. In years, but everything else, I think we just said it looked good as is.
It's 7:32, so let's come to order. First of all, I'm sorry that I missed the last meeting. We have a health issue with our granddaughter, and I've been gone a lot with that. And I appreciate John chairing, and I appreciate the work that the task force has done on the stormwater stuff. First thing we should probably do is approve the minutes of the last meeting. Does anybody have any changes that they want to suggest to the minutes?
I had sent a clarification, just interpretation change to Carol.
And I know I read it, but where does it fit in? Tell me, I can look at it.
Paragraph C. Line in
intent was not to say that the utilities were disconnected. They were just not utilized or turned off by other parties.
Right.
And then you would still be paying those minimum fees, but disconnected, and I agree that would be no fees if you totally disconnect or request a disconnect. So,
any objections to the change? Without objection, so ordered. Any other suggestions or comments or corrections to the minutes?
It's just a minor change, but on the sentence above that, Mr. Whitehaver noted that as of now, the city is not billing commercial owners or owned vacant properties. It'd be not billing any owners of vacant properties.
It says here, Mr. Whitecomper said the criteria was not, no, that's not where I am. I'm in the wrong place.
Bottom, second.
Below that?
Just above the note that Greg mentioned.
Mr. Whitecomper noted.
Yes. That as of now, the city is not billing any owners on vacant properties, of vacant properties.
Residential or commercial, right?
Yes.
Is that true, city people?
Currently, I don't know. I know of instances in the past where they have had vacant shopping centers where the property owner was billed.
But I guess that's not really the question. The question is, that's what Bill says. It's not, he's not, nobody's a...
Statement, I don't know. That's up to you.
All right. And Bill wants, effectively, the change would be that we say billing owners, right? Just omit the word commercial?
Sure.
Okay. Everybody all right with that?
Yep.
All right. Let's do that. Anything else? The minutes will stand approved. All right. I guess then that this document that you guys have so yeomanly developed serves as our working paper then, doesn't it? Want to just go run through it paragraph by paragraph and see if anybody wants to quibble or where they want to quibble? I don't give a pejorative sense to quibble. I mean change or...
Yeah, I think I had some in my email that when I sent this out, I have some clarifications and stuff about the recommendations. But if we want to go through the whole document and start with the narrative, yeah, let's.
All right, take a minute, read the first paragraph.
I do know that last time we did talk about the fact that even once we get a document together, we still want to keep it as a draft because.
Till the end.
Yes.
Items that we've discovered may change this one.
Although it's somewhat contradictory. You want to just call it a final draft?
Something,
does that work for
something
everybody?
Not complete.
Yeah, yeah. So we know that we can still go back to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, so and there is some placeholders in here that I will get to.
Okay. All right. Recommendation. Any issues with the first paragraph?
Regarding stormwater utility are based on understanding or were based, I don't know. I guess we don't want to get into the grammar of it. I feel like I'm going to start nitpicking if we go through each line. But
I think are is better. I think you're right.
Correcting my own document.
I'm wondering if corresponding increase in damage is not strong enough because it doesn't go up arithmetically, I think. It goes up more like geometrically, doesn't it? As you get more and more impervious space in the same area because you get stormwater is not a...
So a compounding increase or a...
Something like that.
Okay.
Compounding? Good. All right.
Sure.
Corresponding and compounding. Because they will get, it'll create, I think, the accurate impression that what you get is a bigger impact. As you run more water from impervious area, which falls in a short period of time, through the same system.
Dave or Ted, did you guys want a copy of what we're looking at?
I've got it.
Oh, you got it?
And by the way, if you guys jump in, we're not necessarily going to do what you say, but I want you to feel free to say, if you think we're going down the wrong road here, just let us know what you think. Not okay. You, you're all crypt up.
Yeah, I'll say half of it.
Cody, could you make the changes and email everybody a copy of this?
Did I what?
Could you make the changes for...
In our draft final? He's making them on the computer.
Oh, okay, great.
Cool.
All right, great. Yeah, just forward it when we're done. Right. Yeah.
I missed the R. You had a where?
It's at the very first line.
Into the very first line.
Where changes to R.
Stormwater utility R based on.
Okay.
Do you think we should say, including damage from flooding, do you think we should mention roads, that the damage, because that's one of the primary city effects, isn't it?
Which paragraph, sorry?
I'm thinking city responsibilities include.
Okay.
Should we mention roads?
Well, you have sinkholes, you have erosion roads. Mm-hmm. It's all, I mean, where you stop with the damage.
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
Well, you could add
you could say, because yards too, you know.
Erosion damage, but it's all, you know, it's all.
Right,
you have,
it's covered.
You have ground heaving and sinkholes too.
That's right.
I would like these numbers double-checked. I know Erin Keyes, I don't think... I've noted them as she was going through her presentation, but I don't know if those numbers were actually part of her presentation.
The years?
The structure, yeah. Replacement years? The yeah. Structures and pipes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys...
Did you intend to... Just a question.
Yeah.
You know, if you have concrete structures, it'd be 80 years for certain, but if you're putting in a corrugated metal structure...
30 years, yeah.
I mean, should we differentiate between that, because that's what we're seeing, a huge number of failures on now is with the corrugated metal system.
Yeah, I think yes.
Break. 80 years or less.
Yeah, not all infrastructure is created equal there. That's
right. Right. We could say concrete 80 years and corrugated 30 years. But, you know, I'll tell you why.
I don't like the idea of just leaving it with the 80 year or less, just because I think that if many of them are 30, and think people are thinking, well, most of them are 80, then that's a big.
Could you say 32?
You know, depending
years.
On what the material is constructed.
Could do that.
Well, because I've had
some systems
that's
are
true.
30 to 80 years.
That's
and
true.
And then, if it makes any difference, the GASB requirements for depreciation on storm drainage facilities are 40 years. Hmm. I believe. They're a lot shorter than sanitary sewer.
Why is that?
Because a lot of stuff's put in the corrugated metal, would be my assumption, and it doesn't last nearly
sure.
as long.
Sure, okay.
But that's my speculation. I'm not a GASB authority by any means. But I will verify those numbers for you, Cody.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to get lost in the weeds too much with the getting into the details, but I agree that 30 years probably would... give a more added, you know, a better picture to the staff.
Yeah, because people say, why don't you use corrugated? Well, one of the reasons to use concrete is because it lasts more than two times as long, even though it's more expensive.
So we're going to say drainage structural systems are 30 to 80 years, or what, are we just going to cross
typical
out
design lifespan for concrete drainage structures is 80 years and...
For a corrugated metal.
And, yeah, and 30 years for a corrugated structure.
And Cody, did you...
80 years.
So anything in there about concrete. Like HDPE? We're putting a lot of that in now, and that's got a lifespan, which is unknown at this time. Assumed to be...
Well done, 80 years.
Closer to the concrete than the corrugated metal.
Yeah.
What's the difference at 55 or 60?
Yeah, then we're just into 80 years for concrete and HDPE, and possibly
HDPE. What do you call it?
High density polyethylene.
High density polyethylene.
Maybe we can just leave it
HDPE. Yeah, but yeah,
because we're using that a lot more.
Or we could say,
oh, I'm all for putting it in. I mean, let's put in as much as we want. I'm just trying not to get lost.
The reasonable lifetime for the plastic pipe is unknown. Because I guess it kind of is, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of claims, but none of it's been in the ground that long.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. Nothing ever performs exactly like it's supposed to.
I got a sentence that says life.
And other materials such as HDPE, the lifespans are unknown.
Lifespan uncertain. Is that the right word?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure.
It's expected to last. You would be, the thing about putting it, say it's uncertain, it's like, why are you putting it in?
Well, but it's anticipated that it's about the equivalent of concrete as far as lifespan.
We think
and
it's
the problem is that word anticipated.
Life span is uncertain.
Anticipated to be 75 to 80 years.
But
anticipated or
to equal concrete. How about that?
Or roughly equal concrete, yeah. Something like that. Sure. That works.
At less cost? It's cheaper to put in concrete?
It's a lot cheaper to put in plastic. And easier.
Feel like we're mixing, you know, if you start adding cost in there, but I mean, leave it in there for now.
I like the next sentence a lot. At the current rate of structure replacement, blah blah blah. I think it really communicates something.
1400 years.
I think that's what I had written down from.
It was something outrageous. Yeah.
We'll verify it.
Yeah.
It's really. Obnoxious.
Yeah.
I don't remember how many feet of pipe there are in the system. But
there's a lot.
You know, we got 1,400 feet or something we replaced in-house last year, so.
And it's a mathematical calculation. Mm-hmm. If somebody doesn't like it, I mean...
Well, I feel that really, like, you know, drives home our point, you know, that we were hearing from Aaron that, you know, we are just... The stormwater needs some help.
Can we lose it is noted and just say this obvious shortfall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I put the paragraph in there about university and MoDOT and the university discount, although we didn't end up actually having a recommendation, or at least last time I think we voted that we're just not going to have any recommendations regarding Missouri discount. But I still thought it was worth putting in there.
Does MoDOT pay a fee?
No.
Oh.
Well, there's a for like their facility, their storage.
They don't pay an impervious stormwater fee to the city.
They pay an impervious fee on that facility, but not for roads.
Roads
are exempt in the ordinance.
And railroad right-of-ways are exempt by ordinance.
Mm-hmm. Said roads are exempt in the ordinance.
And railroads.
Yeah.
Going back to the first page in the last sentence of the next last paragraph, you say financial resources. Available to the city.
Yes. Lack of financial resources?
Yeah. And in the first sentence of the next paragraph, should we say storm water?
Yeah.
We're at storm water systems?
Yeah.
Sure. A note to clarify, are we, just so we're uniform on this, are we, stormwater is one word or stormwater is two words?
According to the computer here, it's one. No, it's two words, excuse me, it's two.
Yeah, but if you look at, like, the city's published stuff, they use it as one word. Even though, like, if you use the dictionary.
Word takes it as it's a misspelling.
Yeah, the dictionary likes it as two words, but.
I like it as two words, too.
Okay.
There's a disagreement.
Yeah, I like it as one word personally, but
do you?
Well, you wrote this. It's a complete personal thing because I don't know what the right answer is.
Let's defer to the author. If you like one word,
you know, I feel like it matches the city.
But if it is the stormwater utility,
words make it two words
in the ordinance.
Oh, so in the ordinance, like when you're talking about the stormwater utility, they have it as two words.
Stormwater utility.
But if you're talking about the actual stormwater management ordinance, they use it as one word.
That we defer to you.
I don't think you're going to be wrong either way.
And you'll be neither wrong nor unclear.
Yeah.
So should the title then be stormwater utility?
The title needs to change. Should we come back to that? I mean, obviously that's not...
Stormwater background narrative.
I mean, that's the first part, but the whole document includes the recommendations. Okay. So, stormwater recommendations, or stormwater...
You have the awesome responsibility of choosing whether you use one
report.
Word or two words.
Executive.
I typically always use it as one word.
All
personally.
Right, cool.
I'm willing to be swayed on that, no. But...
It's good. This makes clear in here that the university is getting the discount and why they're getting the discount. And if somebody wants to quarrel with that or change the rules with regard to that or enact a more transparent, objective basis for a rule, they've got a hook, a place to proceed from.
What do you mean by, on the second paragraph of the, well, the full first full paragraph of the second page, treat the stormwater runoff from the site to a certain level? What does that mean? What are you talking about there?
So, it's kind of a complex way that the city looks at this and how they evaluate if you're meeting the stormwater ordinance or not, but they have a level of service system, so... based on the amount of impervious area you have and the change in conditions and the amount of impervious area on your site dictates a level of service that you have to meet. So certain stormwater BMPs are worth more. They treat the water to a better level of service based on how much they reduce the temperature or remove floatables or, you know, variety of different stuff. But
a certain level of water quality as distinct from a certain mass of water.
Mm-hmm.
Is okay. What?
Yeah.
That's what you're getting at, isn't it?
I'm trying to figure out what level right. Was.
Level means. Does it mean water quality or does it mean amount of water? It means water quality.
Water quality.
And so we should say water quality. Okay.
Water quality level. I like that. Yeah, I think that clarifies it.
It helps. A certain water quality.
Volume, I should say, not mass.
But it's also volume involved in that as well.
Which is
the treating of it.
Which is the detainment, which is the after the... comma.
Okay, I'll have the word quality in front of level.
Water quality level, yeah.
Yeah, the first part's about quality, the second's about
after the comma, we can talk about if we want to clarify about volume, detaining the amount of stormwater volume.
Yes, yeah. That's good. Because
actually,
then it makes
actually,
it clear.
It's actually flow that they actually regulate, but it corresponds to volume, I guess.
P people won't know what flow means, but they will know what volume means.
And this, that one, the next paragraph is pretty vague, and I didn't list out all the studies or anything. I mean, it's, I was trying to be, you know, brief. But
is it the community, the city? I mean, they
should we have a different word than community?
Yeah, I'm, what
do city you think? Manager? No.
I kind of think community catches it. Because it's the city government, it's the voters, it's the business community, it's
yeah.
It's all of us. I kind of believe that community is a good word for that. Because there's no single person you can say, this is your fault.
Yeah.
But it's all of us, really.
Is it would some it recommended changes or... It's not really all recommended. The way it sounds here, it sounds like it's all recommended changes. But in essence, I'm sure some recommendations were employed. Is it?
Well, I know, I mean, there's like an 83 or early 80s study that they said the major things had been, by now, have all been done. But there was some minor recommendations that hadn't been done yet. And then there was the stormwater utility didn't get adopted until like 5 or 6 years after it was recommended by a study in the mid-80s. And the stormwater management quality manual was adopted, but it was like recommended in one of the studies in the 90s to for the community to upgrade their manual. And I'm sure there was, I mean, those are the ones I remember specifically, but that's what I had in my mind when I wrote that.
I just wonder if it had just like viable or, I don't, wouldn't say some, but... Because they did adopt, well, I guess you put that in by saying they're slow to adopt.
Rather than did not adopt.
Mm-hmm. Correct. That's probably fine the way it is.
So leave it? Okay.
They've been slower than they needed.
And they didn't, I mean, the rate increase that had been recommended, they did finally do that, I guess.
Okay, I think the at the present time sentence is good and clear, but it's really important that it be good and clear. So if anybody sees it. Bill, that's something that you know a lot about. Do you see any technical changes we should make in that sentence?
That paragraph is actually a restructuring, or it's actually pretty close to exactly what Bill had in his recommendation.
Right.
That I thought was more background narrative that I stuck in here and took out of one of his recommendations. And that's the only change to the background narrative that from what you guys saw last week, or last meeting.
I like it, but I want to make sure that nobody can find anything the matter with it.
Yeah.
Of 16% of stormwater revenue.
I think on the paragraph above, the only potential clarification might be stating that tier one or tier four, I don't know which is which, but tier one, less than 750 feet, tier two.
Actually identify which tier yeah. and which.
Okay.
I mean, we know what it's about.
Yeah. But the ordinary person.
You start out by saying that it's a four-tiered structure, so.
Is tier one's the lowest, right?
Yes.
I would have guessed, but.
Okay.
Is it in Roman numerals or regular?
Are the tiers Roman numerals or?
I don't think so.
I think it's just one, two, three. Okay, one, two, three, four. All right. There's five tiers? The non-residential.
Oh, okay.
Is the fifth tier. Okay.
Maybe we should say a five-tier rate structure then. Include the commercial part into this, which I didn't.
I don't think I've listed it anywhere that the commercial is based on impervious area, which is tier five.
Non-residential.
or non-residential, sorry, not commercial, non-residential.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's probably, it's more clear than saying there's a four-tier system.
Yeah, when there's really a five-tier system. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So then you would take out the residential. And then at the end of the parentheses, you would add the impervious tier five, impervious area.
Well, so four-tiered structure that is based, that's for property, right?
Well, but then I follow that with the main floor of each dwelling unit, which is more only specific to the...
One, two,
oh, yeah. Four, we could say four-tier, just like you do, and a fifth tier...
For non-residential.
Non-residential.
At the end of the sentence, yeah.
Okay, so leave this
four.
Yeah, you leave the whole thing just like it is, and then add the fifth.
Mm-hmm. Or say there is a fifth tier, semicolon, non-residential property. That is built based on impervious surface.
I kind of wrote it like... You just took out the word residential. Just we list the tiers and then in total impervious, surface commercial property,
non-residential property. But
non-residential property.
He is right when he says there's a four-tier rate structured for residential property that is based on these. Just like he says it. Now, what if we just added another sentence which said there is a fifth tier?
Yeah.
Non-residential property, which is built based on impervious surface.
Developed property.
Non-residential developed property.
Okay.
That's right. There is a fifth tier for non-residential developed property based upon impervious surface. Does that do it? Okay.
Special engineer gets done typing. They don't type fast.
Current budget allocates 16% of
non-residential developed.
Non-residential developed property based upon impervious surface. Current budget allocates 16% of...
Should we say there that the current stormwater budget...
That would do it. Current stormwater budget implies 16% of stormwater money.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And just say, instead of it was found, no general revenue sources are currently appropriated to stormwater.
Should we say no, then capitalize general, and then add the word fund, no general fund? That'd be right, Tad?
Yeah.
The general fund is...
General fund rather than general revenue.
So we're a swap fund for revenue?
No. I think you're just
general
adding fund
revenue.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can leave both those words in there.
General fund revenue.
Being a name of the revenue.
Yeah, general fund in caps.
Yes.
Yeah,
with revenue non-caps. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. And we're losing it was found.
Losing it was found.
Yeah. Got it. Currently there are approximately 24 million projects. Maybe $24 million in projects on the capital improvement list. Plus an additional. Anything with that paragraph? That's a statement of fact, right?
Is it true that all... projects have an immediate need, or are there some that are less than immediate need? I can't remember how that was stated.
It was asked, and I don't know exactly. I think you said they essentially all need to be done, but
yeah, they all need to be done.
It's so
you can't get done, you know, with funding.
Maybe
prioritize them in some manner.
Did we?
Is it the immediate? That's the.
If you had the capital, would you do it right now?
As quick as we could possibly get it done. Yeah.
So that would be that would define immediate, basically. But you don't have the capital to do it, so therefore,
yeah, if we had the capital,
it's deferred.
We would start then.
Yeah, it's a, so it's a.
You know what we don't say anywhere so far is how much money the stormwater fees produces. So a reader of this doesn't have that, because we say there's $24 million, and if I'm the reader, I don't know whether that's 5 times the available revenue or 1/4 of the available revenue.
You back a sentence before and say we could put add current annual stormwater budget of X allocates.
Yes, in that, and then say no general fund.
There was a deal in here somewhere that said
John had listed something in one of his recommendations. I think you had identified what the annual income was, right?
Yep, it's in number 6. At the end of our 5-year.
What is that number?
Voter approved rate increases. We get about $3.5 million a year.
$3.5 million.
And then, of course.
But that's not for another 5 years.
That's, yeah, 4 more right. years. And then.
Your annual budget, $3.5 million.
Yeah. And then.
What? Here's a suggestion. The paragraph that is no general revenue fund, we start that with the sentence that says current stormwater revenue.
Actually, that sentence splits it, because you just say current and a stormwater budget of $3.5 million allocates 16% of revenue, then so and so.
Except the current budget isn't 3.5.
No, that's at the end of the
that's
5 years.
That's the end of the 5 years.
Right now,
our last rate increase was a phase-in that went to the ballot.
Approximately $345,000 per year in revenue.
Because these are all current. You're talking about current, you can't talk about what happens with the budget is
right. 5 years.
So you need to know what the budget is today.
And at the end of 5 years, maybe.
Yeah, we could say in fiscal year 15, the revenue is X. The revenue in 22 or 21 is anticipated to be X plus
at the Y. End of the current what rate structure increase phase.
That's
whatever.
Good.
Yeah. So now we gotta.
What are those numbers?
I'm putting it in blanks now.
I don't know if I have those numbers.
We can get you. I have those numbers.
I'm gonna put blanks on this line item, and then we'll get them. Where do we want to put
them? Sitting on my desk.
Where we got them every day.
It's the 2020.
It'll be 2021.
I would say do the 15 and do the 2021.
You're in fiscal year 16, is what you call it right now?
Yeah, we're in 16 right now.
Okay, then 16 and 21.
And then you can say fiscal year 2021 is
anticipated to be, or projected to be?
To be 3.5 million, or is that what we're not sure about?
No, that one we've got.
That's John has provided that.
I'll highlight that as well. Double check the.
That puts the $24 million and the $16 million
right.
in context.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's
we'll
still,
only have 3.5 and 5 million. And today we already need 24.
Paragraph here just says the current is 21.
Yeah.
Then saying it's supposed to be 21.
That's the number. Yeah. I like that. And then,
no general fund rent.
Yes.
They would go into the capital.
That's right. What our revenues are. User charges.
3454. It's a little bit different than what you had this 2020. But, yeah.
I think it's I hope it's the same number.
On number 6, he says $3,454,082.
Is that in 21?
In this, was that 21? But this says fiscal year 2020, $3,480,648.
Just So it's not 3.5 million?
I think we're using that. So these are the two numbers. And we should use 16 and 4.
This is total fund 1.64 and 3.48. Let's do that. 1.64 and 3.48. That 20 grand.
That was 2020, not 2021 though.
2020, you don't have 2020. We won't do.
No, 20 is the last year that the rating
okay. Just goes in. 16, all right, 2020.
So that should be
3.48 million. Okay. 1.64, 3.48. So it nearly doubles. But yet, when you look at the context, the context of the capital outlay,
doubles and still doesn't matter.
Yeah, should it's we yet, say, it still doesn't matter.
Should we put something in there that says something like this? The average homeowner pays, because nobody knows what their stormwater bill is. Nobody. Now, I bet you there's not one of us that knows. Do you know what yours is?
$1.44.
$1.81 a month?
$1.44 a month, I think. I just think remember looking at it, but of course I have a reason to look at it.
$1.89. $1.69.
Yours was $1.69 a month?
Yeah.
Is it? I think it's accurate to say that few homeowners in Columbia pay more than $2 a month.
How about this paragraph we're talking about the tiers? On the residential side, I'd say the average residential homeowner pays less than $2 a month for stormwater.
Yes, I like that.
The highest residential monthly bill right now is $1.69.
So
that's the highest?
Of the four different levels.
Of the four tiers. Okay.
$1.69 a month is the highest residential rate.
You're paying what? What do you got, the second biggest house in Columbia?
It's just part of the tier system.
So what
is tier four? $1.64.
You're in tier four too.
Uh-huh.
You gotta be.
Less than $1.70.
Here's one way to possibly do it. Say, in 2016, no homeowner will pay more than $1.70 per month for stormwater. And by 2020, no homeowner will pay more than.
It's like three something.
$3 a month?
Close to double, right?
Yeah.
In 2020?
It's doubling, but it's doubling in an insignificant amount of money.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just saying the numbers.
Still less than Starbucks.
Weren't paying the bill.
Pardon?
Utility account holders weren't paying the bill at the present time. It's billed to the utility account holder, not the homeowner.
Oh, so we don't want to say homeowner.
$551
is the maximum at the end.
I'll just say
much more
than tier four,
occupant
or owner.
You say the stormwater utility charge.
It's really the owner. I said the average residential home.
Is it inaccurate to say homeowner?
Because there could be more than one occupant.
People don't know what a utility account holder is, but they know what a homeowner is.
The average residential home.
Here we go.
Yeah, per residential home.
Residential property.
Per residential property catches both.
What are we saying now?
All kinds of crazy.
You got really to really pay attention. You get lost real quick.
Per month. And will raise usually to
a maximum of.
A dollar. What is it? $2 or $3?
$551.
$60
a year.
By 2020.
For which tier?
That's four. So, the average residential property currently pays less than $1.70 per month. That's true. That's the maximum. And we'll rate.
Well, it's the maximum.
No occupant pays more than that.
The maximum residential property pays.
Nobody pays more than that. Yeah. Currently, nobody
it's
pays
not
more
an average
than
because it's.
The maximum.
Yeah, it's the very highest you could pay.
any.
The maximum residential property currently pays, I'm going to do exactly because they've had the exact number. $1.69 per month, which will raise to a maximum of $5.51 by 2020.
This shows $3.96.
Five seems hot. I mean, that,
I remember the
$3. It's $3.96. I pushed the button wrong.
Okay. $5.51, $3.96.
That's more than double, isn't it?
Yeah.
There.
It's just little numbers.
Just help you.
That sounds better.
It's still less than.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I got too
$3.61.
$3.69.
Somebody's
doing it. $3.61 or $3.69.
Now, what'd you,
what does it
what'd
say?
What did you say, John?
I had a $1.69 and $3.61. Is that
going off of? Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah. Going.
So the three on that. What was the number? What was the last number?
$3.96.
$3.96. Okay. I want dyslexic for a little bit.
No, but they were saying 69.
I'm going to have to praise my office assistants that does typing for us anymore when there's like six people talking and she gets it all right. I don't know how she does it. But.
A little more appreciation. All right, are we on? Which one are we on now?
We already did the currently there are 24 million paragraph, didn't we?
Yep.
Yes.
Staff identified.
Assuming that we agree that the immediate identified is the right word.
I think we agree.
It sounded like it.
Yeah.
Is it a future challenge or is it just a primary challenge? It says staff identified funding as the primary future challenge for stormwater. It's a current challenge.
Mm-hmm. Or just say
just
primary
a challenge.
Challenge.
Yeah, just kill the future.
And we can lose it was identified that and just say the CIP funding gap in 20 will be.
Is it 2020?
Those numbers need to be verified.
What does that say?
Yeah, city needs to.
1 million and 10 million.
And it's 2020.
I think I was going off that chart and I was just, you know, eyeballing it.
2021 or 2020?
2020.
And also, if funding changed after 2021,
yeah,
the gap would be
the
different
change,
in 2030. If you had a rate change in there.
Well, I think that. Do you want real dollars of today?
Aaron Keyes will know. Said Aaron Keyes will know. She don't know what those numbers are.
Yeah, let's not get into nominal dollars and real dollars, then we'll be all.
Last sentence, you can change city to stormwater utility.
Yeah, that's right.
True.
I agree. Change stormwater utility.
Is that true,
utility,
though, or is that the shared with sewer?
8.4
equivalent
full-time employees are in the stormwater utility.
Okay.
Seven of them are field op workers. One's an educator. And the 0.4 are myself and engineering manager. And I can't remember who else is in there. That make Heather our financial person. Just report from the car pay.
You say in there and say allocated.
Are they going to change weed to task force?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'd lose pertinent because we're kind of congratulating ourselves with how wonderful our observations are. Whether pertinent or not is just for the reader to decide. The task force, Bill, I think that's right. The task force has the following recommendations.
Has or have?
Task force has.
Task force is plural.
Before we go on to the recommendations, was there any background that, I mean, maybe we could think about later, but...
I think it's good.
Okay.
The only thing is, should we say what happened before? There was, before such and such a date, there was no differentiated stormwater utility. The problem was dealt with by the road crews, which is, I think, about
well,
right.
We do say that the utility was created in 1993, somewhere.
Yeah.
Most of the funding prior to the stormwater utility for like capital improvement projects that were part of street projects or CDBG funds. And then the general fund covered maintenance through the stormwater division. And as soon as they created the utility, there was no more general fund money put into stormwater, and it was all the utility fees that were collected.
Maybe we just leave it alone.
We just say it was.
Yeah, we say it was started in
1993.
Right, 1993, right. That does it.
The only thing that I was thinking about is in the very, when we make the very last recommendation about assessment of projects, we don't really make a what do you call it? We don't give a reason for it, essentially, in the overview. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's necessary.
Provide some context,
for why that's
we
there.
Are putting this
which recommendation are you talking about?
The very, very last one on the last page.
Not eight. Eight?
The operational recommendations.
Operational recommendations.
Yeah, number three.
Number three. Oh, how do we choose?
Mm-hmm.
But you're right about that.
Well, we didn't... I think we talked about that a little bit because we didn't want to tell them exactly how to do it.
Yeah, that might be opening a can of worms.
Yeah, I think that's to put... Because they asked the question, is that in the level of priority? No, it's just a list of suggested criteria that should be evaluated. How they weight those... In my mind, just needs to be done by the utility, but they need to make it open to public once they decide how they're going to do that. Mm-hmm.
But are you saying that we need something in the background that gives cause for the recommendation? That's my question
because
for us.
Right now,
it's just a floating recommendation, and there's nothing contextually in the
city
in
ranks
the narrative.
It,
I agree
the
with
city's
all
of ranking of the CIP project is just a subjective.
Like
no,
yeah.
We haven't made a joke.
Okay. You do have a...
there's a hat.
Would be nice.
On the five-year plan for 15 years.
And guys have some input from other people and actually got more public input than what it gets now.
And this recommendation does say expand its assessment of projects.
Yes.
It's not asking that they don't assess that they do it. We're just asking them to expand it and make it more public.
So in the narrative, we just say something.
In the narrative, we need to say...
Is it fair and non...
I don't know if we need to. It was just a question.
No,
I
think it's a good point, though. Is
it
fair to say something like this in the narrative? The city currently makes its stormwater decisions based on... primarily based on staff evaluation of the system and intermittent citizen input.
Mm-hmm.
Limited in?
Well, because sometimes there's a lot and sometimes there's not any. That way we give it some context.
Is that a true statement?
Yeah, first of all,
it's
true.
Phone calls. So that gets a lot of
squeaky
identified.
Wheel.
Citizen complaint driven.
We get a spreadsheet that's got different things, you know, safety issues like is it a failing structure?
I was going to say life and safety comes first, right?
Something like that. Street flooding issues, yard flooding, house flooding, different things, and then depending on where you fall in there, you can get points, and then
or if it's your backyard,
right,
you gotta get that
the
fixed.
With the highest points. Unfortunately, though. When that's finished and compiled and put in the CIP, the opportunity for public input currently is just during the budget process. And so we generally don't hear much feedback from the public on the recommended schedule be changed? I mean, where, like, if we had, you know, you recommended previously some type of an advisory board,
right,
that would give a lot better opportunity for public input through that board.
The narrative does indicate that all projects with the current CIP list were identified by staff as having immediate need. It's almost like we expand that statement just a little bit. Were evaluated and assessed by staff as having an immediate need. And then you go back and we're saying we're asking to enhance that.
Yes. That yes. Would be a good way that makes sense. The other thing maybe we should put in there in the narrative is there is currently no formal advisory process for the storm, citizen advisory process for the stormwater utility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That would be good to put in there.
And then, one other thing on public comment is that, you know, goes through the budget process and identify the CIP, and then when the project does start, then we do have the interested party meetings and the public hearings and the typical public improvement process where everybody can speak on the project.
That should be the second to last paragraph in the narrative, you think?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll say the stormwater utility currently does not have a formal.
I wonder what you have to do wrong if you work for a newspaper to get assigned to cover us. Some terrible punishment.
Because getting assigned in the first meeting, and you're just stuck.
You're just stuck. There's no way. There's no way out.
Is it a citizens advisory board or is it a district advisory board?
We don't. There's no advisory, formal advisory process. I think.
Advisory process or board.
Yeah, okay.
How does that sound? The stormwater utility does not have a formal advisory process or board.
Yeah, I
for
like
for citizens to.
I think advisory.
No, that's true.
Doesn't necessarily have to be, well, we want it to be somebody other than just somebody. Six county over.
It's good background, and that will carry over to the sanitary too. And I don't know if we put the recommendation for the board, whatever we decide we want to recommend, which I have a placeholder here, and the operational recommendations advisory board should be created. But I don't know if we'll have it in multiple places, I guess, in our recommendations for the stormwater utility and for the sanitary. We're doubling up, but I'm saying
we can see how they fit, because that's the reason we say final draft.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. All right, does that satisfy your concern?
I think so, yeah. But then I was also thinking about operation. We don't talk a whole lot about operations either and how, but I don't know if that's, it feels like it gets too complex if you start to get into that, but
I agree with that.
I did intend to brush over that with, you know, the city responsibilities, and then mm-hmm. you kind of go into some of the other stuff about the number of inlets that they maintain and
right.
stuff, which is kind of my operational background.
Right.
Corrected that one about LIDAR. I can't remember if there was another couple in there that. We're gonna go through the recommendations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, down in the first paragraph there where we says the task force believes it would be more equitable if the stormwater rate, we change the word, we go from rate to charge.
Yep.
This was also mentioned by Bill in an email that this same thing was recommended previously. Is that correct, Bill? By the ERC, another
cost of service study.
Cost of service study. Do they? I think you were saying that they recommended an impervious area residential rate structure, right?
Yes.
Should we put that in there or just not reference that?
I like it.
I do too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that just gives us more, you know, standing that we're not just coming out of
the We didn't invent this wheel.
Yeah.
So if we all... as previously...
Maybe not as...
Recommended?
By
the... What was it called again?
The 2010 study group, wasn't
2010.
It?
2010.
Mm-hmm. What do we call it? Was it a task force or a study group or...
Cost of service study.
Yeah, cost of service.
Was it done in 2010?
The one done in 2014 or 15 recommended it also.
Okay.
Oh, we could say this. All right, we should say that then. This
2000.
An evaluate or a change in billing process was also recommended by study groups in 2010, 2014, and 2015.
The most recent one, I can't remember, it's 14 or 15.
Can we just say previous cost of service studies instead of...
Multiple.
Yeah.
Well, multiple is good.
Yeah, that's good.
Were they both cost of service studies, though? Previous studies, yes.
Previous studies.
Just take
multiple previous studies.
Including the cost of service study. I don't know if you want to even... I don't know.
Previously recommended...
Don't you love all these half thought out quarter sentences that you got to put together?
I'm getting pretty good at it. I might have a new job, a new career after the
That's right.
After the engineering thing burns out. Typing was never a skill that I developed very well. Nor listening.
Environmental rate consultants were the first one in 2010.
I just added the sentence as previously recommended by multiple studies. That's pretty generic.
I would put the years at least, studies in 2010 and 2014.
How about I just put most recently in 2015?
2014. Whenever.
The thing about putting multiples in there, you realize, what about the
You're
113?
One,
what about 12?
Yeah, right.
Most recently in 2014, or whenever the final draft of the most recent one was. Yeah, I like that.
And that was 2015. That was this year.
It was 14. December, January, or something. It was right at 14, 15, so I would have to
actually
look it up.
Are you talking about this one? Is that what it looks like?
Yeah, but the final report.
Oh, okay.
I have to look the data up on it.
Should I put January 15? December 14? First of 2015?
December 31st.
I think it was December 14, but I can look that up and get it.
I'll put December 14th and I'll highlight it to.
Was it the storm water utility rate study?
Cost of service study that Burton & Associates did.
Would it be that?
So the final was dated in September of 14 then. Okay.
I think it's stronger if we just say multiple previous studies.
Was it September?
Yeah. If anybody in the council then cares what they are, they can look them up.
Whatever got typed in here.
They can look them up. I just give them more direction.
That's true.
But it's... doesn't really matter.
That's true. I'll shut up. Well, for a short time.
On recommendation one, should city be changed to stormwater utility?
Stormwater utility beginning process.
No.
Where are you?
The fifth sentence down. Sixth sentence down.
No, I think no, because the city is the one that's making the decision on that. Recommend that the city begin preparation for introducing. Because the stormwater utility doesn't have any ability on its own to introduce a new rate structure.
Okay. Are you on two already?
Do we need to...
Okay, let's see where we are now.
Address the fact that... Didn't Aaron tell us it would require extra time and manpower to figure out what the impervious surface area was for everything, too?
It would, but...
I don't know if we need to put that in here, but...
I think having the... Begin the process of acquiring necessary data, that's not... It's still pretty nebulous, pretty loose.
It says get going.
But it doesn't...
Fair enough, yeah.
I think we're all... It seems like everybody likes this. It's more equitable. You know, it seems like more fair as far as the tax rate structure for future lawsuits, so it seems like we should be pushing towards this regardless of the cost, but we don't want to put an undue burden on the city by, I mean, doing all the work right now and being really expensive.
It's a student engineering project.
There you go.
Damn, yeah. $9 an hour and you get some credit you can put on your resume. I was a stormwater engineering advisor. Did an analysis.
Yeah,
it's a cheap way to get it done.
Okay. Number two.
A good one, that one.
Should charge be turned to rate against?
Yeah.
So there's two more places there.
Their rate, stormwater rate is only being... Results in the stormwater rate not being collected.
Or that could be stormwater bill.
Yeah, you're right about that. Stormwater bill not being collected.
Picky, do we need to turn that into one word, stormwater?
Yeah.
Or do you just want to go through and do that with all of them?
So, do we miss one?
The beginning first, two.
The stormwater.
Oh, yeah. I was looking for those. I missed that one. I assume we'll get some administrative support to review this in more detail.
I had a note on here. I was saying, I guess from here on out, Carol could, you know, make sure all my formatting's right and, you know, do some other.
That would be ideal.
Should we say there are at least three remedies? Or maybe we're making three.
Three potential.
Or just leave it, maybe just fine like it is.
Since there are three, we would say task force suggests.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
three
remedies. The MITS.
I think the primary problem is the stormwater charge is not being billed on the property when there's no utility account. The fact that the occasional tenant may default, I don't think is really an issue. When your charge is less than $2,
right?
Defaults are not a problem.
Right.
So you're saying number one is not a... Well,
I'm saying that the three suggested remedies should be one remedy. Because defaults by the tenant are not a problem.
I'm still not following. I am concerned about number one about... Sorry, I'm still trying to figure out what you were saying. But number one, mandatory reversion. I thought we had said that that was not legal. Or Nancy had said something about that not being...
Oh, I don't know about that.
Mandatory reversion. You know, they can voluntarily sign up for reversion.
Well, the reversion, this sentence says require mandatory reversion of the account to landlord when a tenant defaults or shuts off service. The present reversion does not allow the tenant to landlord reversion to kick in place if the tenant defaults. The city shuts off the utilities if the tenant defaults.
Are you saying there's really two? Require the deposit?
No.
Or change stormwater fees to bill property owners?
Change stormwater fees, bill property owners.
But there you, that's, but you could also deal with it by requiring a deposit.
No.
Why not? I'm not saying we should, I'm saying you could.
How's that going to?
Again, these are suggestions.
Collect a charge when the utility accounts, when there's no utility account. If there's no utility account, deposits, you don't have a deposit.
The deposit's at the beginning when there is an account. So when they default, you have the...
Mm-hmm. There's no
so
problem.
The ones that are currently already signed up for, we won't collect a deposit, they won't collect a deposit on because they're already established.
The tenant is the one that's defaulted.
Well, you just...
Utility account holder defaults. It's $2 a charge, $2 a month.
Right.
So you're going to charge a deposit? You can charge a $6 deposit?
No, charge like a...
$20
deposit or something like that.
At least 10.
I think they can make the... It sounded like they could make the deposit. Nancy, I thought she said...
Yeah. I think that's a... I don't think that's my favorite, but I think it's one thing the council could legitimately do.
Council's been under pressure already about deposits being too high.
I'm not saying they should, Bill. I'm saying they could.
Okay. I think it's still a valid recommendation.
I do too.
Solutions. The question is number one. Is number one, do we know if it's legal or not? It's valid.
Yeah, I mean, if it's legal, yeah, it's a valid suggestion.
But it's not our determination of whether it's legal or not. We're just suggesting it to be looked at. Too further.
That's true.
Oh, okay. Well, so just leave it
in there. Requiring the landlord to put the utilities in his name is $55 a month minimum deposit, minimum charge per month. With no usage charge, $55. He's going to pay for that apartment just because he's got the utilities in his name.
The landlord.
$8 for sewer. Right, 1101 for sewer.
Is 1101 now, or was 1101 before?
I think it's 1101 for sewer. 830 for water. 1560 for electric. And $15 for mixed refuse.
$15 for what?
Mixed refuse.
Okay.
Just by having the utilities on.
And then 81 cents or something for your.
$1.55 for fire flow.
So you're talking about the mandatory reversion being for all the utilities.
That's what somebody proposed, but I'm saying it shouldn't be.
Well, you realize if it's just stormwater, you're kind of on a short-term basis sending out a very small bill, right?
Landlord reversion is just for metered utilities, water and electric.
Is the question whether or not we should just eliminate one?
I would eliminate one.
Does everybody get the question? Have any questions about it?
The only question is whether or not it's legal, but if we...
I understand the question. I don't know what the answer is.
I don't either.
If we leave one in there, we need to say, well, or identify it when it says, or shuts off service. We need to, what's, is that...
It should be disconnect service.
So, but which services? I mean, they should be.
Because you can't shut off stormwater.
Correct.
And landlord reversion is for metered services.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're keeping one in or one out?
Anybody, let's. Who wants. Everybody in favor of keeping it in? Say aye.
Aye.
Everybody. Favor of taking it out, say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We'll leave one in.
I did add the word possible in front of suggested task force. Suggests the following possible remedies for these issues.
Yeah, I think that's good.
They may have better ideas than us.
Should we, where it says utility account, should we say metered?
Shutoffs. Metered service, tenant defaults, or shuts off.
Require mandatory reversion of metered utility account to landlord when tenant defaults or shuts off metered services.
Then that doesn't include stormwater.
Yeah. That's right.
It would automatically include stormwater because it goes to whoever has the metered account.
And refuse.
And refuse.
Fire flow.
I mean, the whole, all of it would go.
You're going to send a landlord a bill for $55 a month for no usage. So you can collect the dollar.
And refuse. Now, if he's got meters turned on, it stays $15 or whatever. Otherwise, it drops down to $4 or $5.
You got one meter on.
You got anything on.
Okay. Anything else about that?
The landlord reversion takes an agreement with the landlord. You're going to it opens up a lot of other issues. The city's got a special agreement with landlords that landlords fill out and sign for. On reversion.
Say that again.
You have to sign an agreement with the city to have an on reversion. You have to pay a deposit.
Yeah, you got to pay a deposit, and you're going to get a lot or catch a lot of slack on the for defaults. It's one thing if a tenant shuts it off. I mean, we do it because it's actually, in theory, well, we do it just so we don't have to call and turn it back on, and it just creates more work for us, but. Default, like as a tenant or as a landlord, I don't want to be responsible for somebody having horrible credit or not paying their bills. I mean, I'm all for when they shut their service off instead of them coming out and pulling the meter, doing whatever they do. If they just flip it over in our name,
took the word defaults out, that defaults or instead and take shuts off and put disconnects metered services.
I'm all for that, but I am not at all liking defaults.
All right. How about the other two and three?
I'm fine with two.
Stormwater bill instead of fees.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, change stormwater ordinance instead of fees.
Yep.
And stormwater's two words there.
Yep.
Very important stuff. Yeah. Commercial properties on the next to last word. It should be more residential properties.
Yeah, instead of commercial.
Yeah. That's right. Good eye.
All right. Three.
Rate charge.
I think three is real clear. Yep, it's also consistent. Four.
So 4 through 8 are John's. And did we go through these in detail at our last meeting? I think we did, but I think we had mentioned something there were a couple of them that felt like they could be combined or make sure everybody's in agreement that we agree with those recommendations. Other stuff about that.
John, I don't know how it's relevant. I agree with a bond issue of $10 million at the interest rate of 4 for 25 years requires... we should leave it there because it gives some context to the citizen.
Yeah, it gives you a...
Gives you a sense of what it means.
Did you say for example?
Yeah, for example, okay. I don't know that we should name the bond council because they may use some other bond council.
Okay.
Say city bond council's firm.
All right.
But putting Gilmore and Bell in parentheses.
Do you still keep the city's private financial advisor or capital, Columbia Capital Management?
Because they could change that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime.
Mark it out.
And probably should from time to time.
So now it just says city's private financial advisor and the city's bond council firm.
Yes.
To explore the options of special obligation bonds.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one.
And five, we'll do the same thing?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of congressional legislative representatives.
So this is the one where I feel like there was some question with, because it seemed like Nancy was saying that she thought there probably was authority. And we're saying, I mean, I'm okay with stating that we don't think there is or something, but it seems like that's pretty...
Well, you want to say something like, authority is questionable?
Yeah. See, John thinks it's pretty for sure. That's why I don't know how we think as a group.
You can't find it. It's not in there. I've looked.
Yeah, I know, but her argument is that it's...
And I've been told by bond counsel that it's not in there numerous times.
Well, okay, if she says the council maybe there is, that's fine if she can convince them.
Yep, she can find it.
Yep, all right. Doesn't hurt anything for sure.
She indicated, though, she thought it was in the statute, she thought it was in Chapter 250.
She thinks it's generally within the power of the city.
And it's combine sanitary and stormwater.
Right, that's which right. is Chapter 50, which is...
So what about this last sentence currently?
That's the question. That's the one we're quibbling about. I say just leave it because there is no. We could say no specific statutory authority.
Okay.
John, can you live with that?
Oh yeah.
Specific statutory authority. Okay.
So the rate should be fee.
Where are you, Bill?
That last sentence of number 6.
Oh, I'm not. Let's finish 5. Let me catch up.
It says currently there is no specific statutory authority, but would appear to have
support from
all municipalities in Missouri that currently has set up stormwater.
Yeah, I like that. Because suggests that it's a general state problem, not just in Columbia.
And that's what bond council said.
Yeah.
I didn't make it up.
I'm going to put a comma in there. It bothers me. There's no...
Well, you just rock on.
There has to be a comma.
Your commas.
We're all good.
I've even done some capitalization in here. So.
All right. Stormwater cost of service study should be conducted every 5 years.
So the second sentence, do we? Yeah, I guess we regurgitate that information.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
Let's see. It's probably make sure that that number matches right. Our number yeah. From previously.
And we probably ought to say in fiscal year 20.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Currently, all rate increases require voter approval. You can decrease without voter approval.
And this 3.45, that doesn't look the same as what we had earlier.
Yeah,
it's 3.48, wouldn't it?
So with five changes to an 8?
Well, I'll just have a note here to check.
All right. Bill, what was your comment in 6?
The third from last sentence should be, and non-residential fees are in the commercial rate.
Oh, yeah. Residential and non-residential rates. Rather than commercial, right.
Yes.
And did you get in there fiscal year 2020?
For the bigger number.
For the big number, just specifying what year we're in.
You want to add to the current level of in 2020?
Yeah. So are we good with 6? Are we moving on? Are we?
I think we're good with 6 now.
So 7 seems like it kind of is hitting on some of the stuff 5 was.
Yeah, I think it's different. I think it's separate.
Yeah, it's separate, and it's what you talked about at the meeting. So
yeah,
I think
like
we it. Ought to let her find it and tell us specifically. I've been in and out, up and down.
I see this.
In chapter 250. I'm not seeing it. But.
Should we put that one behind 5?
I was going to say make 7, so, 6, I mean, and kinda, 6, 7.
Yeah. Because it kind of follows 5 better.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Move 7?
Move 7 after 5.
Yeah.
And you get this automatic sequence on your...
7 becomes 6, and...
I think it is. I think it is automatic.
7 becomes 6 and 6 becomes 7?
Yeah. I intended it to be. See if I'm living right in the world.
Yes. I know my formatting messed up, but that's all right.
Eight. Anybody want to quibble with 8?
Do we want to put 8 in there?
Put what?
8 in there about the neighborhood improvement districts. Is there enough?
I think we are. My.
It's just pretty minor.
It's a tool.
My cause there is, you know, it's in the statutes, and it's just if there's ever. Yeah, it's a tool, whatever. Right.
But it's not really a recommendation.
It isn't. I noticed that too. Well, we could make it into one. We could say something like this. The task force understands that there may be special conditions, and the task force encourages the council to evaluate whether that's a good option. That doesn't say a damn thing. I don't know why.
Here's something who lives in one of those areas, I would say I would want that taken out then, because I don't want the city to say, well, you can create a neighborhood improvement district for your $1.3 million project.
Don't pay for it yourself, but keep paying your utilities.
The four of you, you know, going, well, we're the four people affected by this heavily, you know, yeah.
I'm
going
to say the task force recognizes there may be special conditions. Say we just recognize it. We're not mandating it. We're not encouraging it. We're just recognizing it could be done.
Personally, I would probably just vote to remove it. But if we have enough people that like it, then I don't have anything necessarily against it other than...
John, are you married to this?
Yep.
Would you say the task force recognizes?
It'd be fine. It's a statutory authority to deal with stormwater.
It's legitimate, yeah. It's just, I don't know, in this recommendation.
Imagine the time and effort.
Is everybody comfortable leaving it in on those terms, or does anybody want to vote on it?
It sounds like I'm the only one that has it. Well, maybe.
I would vote against it, too.
I would vote. All right, so.
All right, everybody in.
That's that voice vote.
Yeah. What you could have
roll call vote.
You could have a group of people that want to redevelop their neighborhood together and to improve property value. I know that if you're not going to improve property value, you're not going to see anybody do it.
Yeah.
But if you have an opportunity to raise everybody's property value so that everybody benefits, you could see somebody doing that. It's very doubtful.
Like the grassland.
But it's. Yeah.
But they can still do that even if we have this out of our.
That's true.
True.
Is it even a city? Like, what city's role in it? Also, it seems like the city does have a role in it, but it seems like it needs to be the actual neighborhood needs to be the one to be the proponent of this neighborhood improvement district, not the city.
Make a motion to take it out.
I'll make a motion to take it out.
All right. The motion is to remove 8. All in favor? You want a roll call?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Leave it.
So you're no.
No.
So to take it out would be yes.
The motion is yes.
Yes.
That's you're a no. You're a yes.
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 No.
Yes.
Comes down to you.
Yeah. I vote no. So the motion fails on a tie.
So we keep it.
No. Somebody took the time to write it in there. Just leave it.
Thank you, Tony. It's fine.
All right. You guys must have talked about this at the last meeting when I was absent.
The number one is a placeholder.
Oh.
We did not. This was not. We agreed that we did not come to a conclusion and that we were just... put it in our recommendations, but that is not, as far as I remember, we had not all agreed on that wording.
I do think we had talked about the fact that we needed to go through sewer
before
we'd make that recommendation, and how do we package that or do it separately or anything else.
So you want to hold off on that one?
We could talk about it some, but I feel like we're not.
We'd work
we're
not there yeah. Yeah. At the end we'd look at it, right?
My feeling on this right at this stage is that we should have a new advisory board, but we shouldn't move water out. And I know that it makes that there's a physical argument to put water, stormwater, and sewer all together. On the other hand, I think there's also an argument that water and light has worked well in the area that it deals with for a long time, and that would be my argument to leave water and light alone. I think they're both valid arguments. But I would leave the current water and light structure alone. But we can come. We can revisit it.
Yep.
I did have a question about that, though. Would creating a new advisory board, say we went that route of a storm and sewer advisory board and leaving the other one alone, does that go to voter approval?
Doesn't have to. The council has the authority to.
They can legislate it.
They can establish a new advisory group.
Okay.
I think it does have to go to a voter approval to take
to
water
change
out.
The other it has one. To take yeah. If you remove, it has to go to...
Yeah, that's the way Nancy explained it. If you want to remove duties from the current advisory board, it would take a charter amendment.
Yeah,
if you want to add duties to that board, you can add all you want.
Yeah. Legislative.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, the Water Light Advisory Board is a chartered entity in the city charter. So.
At first, I was for adding them in there, but one of the citizens who spoke at our last meeting made a good point. I thought about these will always be the stepchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I thought, a valid argument. All right, we'll come back to that as we do the other ones. All right, 2. Anybody want to quarrel or change or remove or add to two?
You said you had already.
Yeah, I'm going to add a few continues in here.
Yeah,
twos. I just continue okay. twos because certain things are already in motion, so there's no using. C, for example, is already being
underway.
Coordinated. D is already being coordinated. The others are just enhancements, so it is already being done.
I like this.
Number F on two, are we all in agreement that we want to do that? I just don't know if I've thought about
yes,
it
enough. Yes, I am, at least.
Yeah. Hey, David and Tad, is Steve Hunt the engineering manager?
Right now the engineering manager position is vacant.
It's vacant?
Yeah, we have an interim in there right now. It's vacant. I am the engineering manager right now today.
You're here. You're not vacant.
So. Well, but that's not my title.
So we need to increase your level of engineering support.
We should get you a limousine and a driver.
I was the engineering manager, but then I took the assistant director position.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think all we're asking for is increased level of engineering and support for the stormwater utility and recommendation. So how it gets
and
sliced is really up to
the city. We want some bigger muscle.
Or just more
Greg,
focused technology.
You're talking about adding like engineering support for stormwater, and we do have in our cost of service built into it over the next several years. We do have additional staff for stormwater, both engineering and operations.
Basically reemphasize the need to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's planned. I think the first position was supposed to start the next fiscal year. And then it would be, you know, do you need the engineering staff or do you need operations staff? And you just got to make those decisions as you do your budget preparation. Which FYI is there's placeholders in there.
And this doesn't necessarily recommend specifically that that's staff within the city. Staff itself, it could be a contracted consulting engineering support if necessary. You didn't want to have full-time staff members that you wanted to pay benefits and fully your salary
just
on.
Funds to allocate.
Basically, if you want
third-party service.
A third-party service to enhance your engineering, you can do that as well. This gives you that latitude despite increasing the level of support.
Do we want to state this may include third party?
I think that's a decision for the cities to decide how they want to do their engineering, whether they want to have it in-house or they want to have a mixture of contracted or in-house engineering. How best do they see to get to the value?
And we do both now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else on two? How about three?
My main question is, do we need to change it, at least in terms of what Dave was talking about, in terms of standardizing and getting public input on that? Because he was saying that they already have that criteria. Right? Am I understanding correctly?
Criteria.
Okay.
That recommendation to look at what we have and expand on it. If nothing changed, it would be worth looking at what we have and seeing if it should be expanded upon.
And you brought up a point just earlier that maybe we should try to work in maybe public input before the actual budget, approving the budget and the CIP list. I mean, right now you have. It's kind of complaint driven, but. I mean, the public doesn't have a chance to review it prior to it being, is that correct?
Not unless they ask. I mean, they should be able to ask where we stand, where the project stands.
Typically, that process would be kind of wound up with your citizen advisors.
Yeah. As I said, would it even be helpful to, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Maybe the advisory board is what I was trying to get at.
That's where we would get, I think it would get some
good feedback from the public through that board if that board were to exist when we were doing it?
They would be evaluating, like, hey, look at our CIP list before we present it to the budget.
You didn't state in here that prior to the fair and open defendable procedure, I think you put that procedure on there, and there's no reason. There's a certain, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, parks, for example. They list their top priority projects that they're working on. You could have your top stormwater projects that have been identified for the coming years, and have a chance for people to weigh in on it if they want to.
And that list is available on the CIP currently.
Right.
It's got them out, you know, 1 to 2, 3 to 5, and then 6 to 10.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know, I mean, every year as projects get completed, they move up. And then depending on what comes up, you know, there's always something can come up. That can all
unless you're Katrina, I guess.
Unless, in theory, you move up. You just stay there for 30 years.
You just don't move it up.
That's right.
You
know, sometimes you move down.
And sometimes, that's right. Sometimes something jumps
well,
up and something
we did,
goes down.
We did have this comment, longevity, greater waiting for older needed projects versus new. So if you get something that's been hanging there forever, it's still a nagging problem.
And you can be in the 2037 stormwater task force.
You know,
we
got
who's
that
old woman?
So expensive that it just,
heaven forbid I still live in my house at that time.
So I just keep moving back over and over again.
Do we want to change the words at all?
I think it's a pretty thorough list.
Okay. I think what we have now is we have our draft final recommendations. Is there any sense in voting on them now? Or just wait? I mean, is everybody on? Let me ask it this way. Is everybody on board with where we are right now? Okay. All right. Well, then let's just regard these then as our draft final recommendations with regard to stormwater. And move to our next field of investigation.
For logistics purposes, do you suggest I go ahead, and I went through these edits, is go ahead and get into Carol, let her accept, cling up the format, get into a final draft.
Yeah, and anybody then when they get it at home can quibble with it if they want.
To reissue to the group?
Yes.
And then, but it'll be tabled until we
get
the other
categories. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Everybody good with that?
I'm good.
Dates.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve would be good?
Yeah. Have a couple things, Chris.
What?
Could we meet here as opposed to county chambers?
I like it here.
I kind of like it here.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I think it's more interactive.
It's a lot more interactive.
But what about when we if we have, in the future,
public.
If we have a lot, I mean, if we're having public, I mean, there's
good
nobody
presentations
here.
Is kind of nice to have a bigger
it
space.
Is.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is you're expecting staff presentations or public comment, obviously, the council chamber is more set up
right.
for that. If
okay.
More like a
if it's just us, I like
it.
I'm still waiting for information or question.
All right, let me come to that. When we let's do dates. I'm looking at the weekend or the week of January 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. Anytime there is good for me.
12, 13, 14, 15, is that what you said?
Yeah, we don't want the Friday night probably,
no.
But 11, 12, 13, or 14.
Good.
What about the 12th?
I'm good all three.
Yes.
Everybody like the 12th?
Mm-hmm.
January 12th.
How about January 26th?
I'll be out of town that week, but
I'm good.
Okay, my general rule is if we're missing one person, my inclination will be to go ahead. If we're missing two, then we should maybe rethink.
That Tuesday, I gotta check. I might be here. I might not leave till the 27th. Right. So the 26th.
February 9th?
No.
No.
Can I ask, do we have to do them all on Tuesdays? Because I have my other board meeting.
We could do a Wednesday, February 10th.
Okay. I'll do some Tuesdays, but I have two other board meetings on these same Tuesdays.
How about February 10th?
Good for me.
Good here.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I don't have anything.
March 2nd?
Sure. Wednesday the 10th is debatable for me, but again, if it's just one person.
Okay.
So just the one date in February? Is that what you're saying? You jump down to March.
Yeah, because
if you do the 10th, we could do the 24th, I guess.
Well, the I'm 20th. Not. I was just making sure I didn't miss one.
Florida in February.
You're going to be gone too?
Yep.
Thank All right, John. So let's forget yeah, that.
I'm gone.
Okay,
why
so
don't we?
We got two gone at least. I could conceivably be gone.
What about Wednesday the 17th instead of the 10th?
I'm fine with that if we're only going to do one in February.
Florida.
You're going to be in Florida the 17th?
I'm going to be gone in Florida. I'm going to be in Florida as well.
On the 17th?
You guys going together?
Well, Daytona 500, where are you going?
I'm going to Sarasota.
We'll be in Florida.
All right, so that suggests staying on the 10th.
Perfect.
All right. March 2nd?
I can't get on.
Pardon? No good for you?
Mm-mm.
Not. Is it bad for anybody else?
Hold on here. March 2nd?
Wednesday.
I'm good.
Well, are we better on March 1st?
Mm-hmm. 2nd's better for me, but...
Doesn't make any difference for me.
I'm good.
So March. You like 1st better, and you like the 2nd better?
Other way around. But really, don't make it up to me. That's a tough week for me anyway.
Call it.
heads.
You choose.
Wednesday the 2nd.
Wednesday the 2nd. March 2nd. March 15th.
I gotta do my taxes that day.
It better be done.
You still got a month.
That's spring break?
No, spring break is the next week, I think.
I'll be out of town that day.
March 15th?
Yes.
Are we missing anybody else on that day? Okay, then let's go the 15th. All right.
Now you got to go to April.
April 12th or 13th better? Let's go to the 13th. April 26th or 27th? We did a Wednesday, now we should do a Tuesday maybe? 26th, April 26th.
It's a lot of days, sure won't be done by then.
Maybe we will be. But I was wrong on my earlier...
We didn't make my Christmas, did we?
He made Christmas 16.
May... 11th?
I'm good.
Everybody good? May 11th?
Yeah.
So far.
I'm going to be gone.
He wouldn't have anything that far planned out.
I don't know if that's part of the day.
Quit at that point.
I'm going to be in Mexico.
I think we do, just because.
All right, and maybe we'll be done. All right, let's do through May 11th.
My concern is just, I don't know.
Put it on the calendar and the internet site.
Yeah.
Yeah,
can we get that email too?
Well, the city
might be locked up by this.
We'll make a note that you would like to have these on the city calendar. We'll get them posted.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Kim needs to know.
Yep. Anything else? Oh, this. Bill asked for information about Tiger Place Retirement Center.
Yes, we've got that. We're getting that together for you.
When do you think you're going to have it?
We can email it out when we get it put together.
Or which is going to be week. When?
Next week, at least.
Next week, Wednesday.
Okay.
Good enough?
Thank you.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Oh, the yes. Next subject is?
Oh, yeah.
That was the... I was going to have two questions.
Oh, yeah.
Is it transportation?
Do you need us to convey to Mr. Nichols, do you want to see anything from his transportation?
That's what I'm going
to ask. I spoke with him today. And
we don't want to see it again.
So we're interested in the backup on the development fees and all that.
The development fee was a question we had for him. We wanted him to be available for, but I think it's a presentation we don't need again.
Then the general subject is transportation, and with a special A for development fee. And spend the whole meeting discussing transportation. Maybe we can start to come up with recommendations even. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Maybe we could knock it out, because transportation, I think, is going to be easier than stormwater.
Knock on wood. As I was about to say, you get a development fee, man.
Stormwater is the fastest one.
Have you sent this to them?
Yes.
Okay.
Will you resend it?
Mr. Kelly, Chris, the other thing then, so you're looking at maybe having a sewer presentation on the 26th of January? You got to send this?
I'd say we push it back a couple weeks. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to take at least two meetings, probably.
Let's do the
first
week in February for the next presentation.
February 10th?
Yes.
Okay, for sewer?
Yes. Everybody okay with that?
Sand sewer.
Yeah. Are y'all still doing electric? It last. Oh, I'll tell you, I don't. And then I had brought up earlier before the meeting started with a couple folks, I made a comment and a couple thought it might be a good idea, dude. Is there interest? You can think about this and let me know. I made a suggestion that possibly if you wanted to, you could have your meeting at the wastewater plant, but it would need to be earlier in the day. You could do the presentation and then you could actually have a tour of the facility if you would like to consider that. And I'll be happy to.
Can we decide that at the next? Everybody think about that. And we will decide at the next meeting.
Would public Power be allowed to come to that?
You bet.
No.
Yes, children.
I've already had people saying, when is that meeting?
They're already.
Me.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's.
You might need a big room.
We got a fairly decent sized room.
Yeah, they got space down there. Okay. I mean, obviously, you can all run out, but.
I mean.
I don't.
What time are you thinking
about?
I don't
know that it would be a huge number of people.
Huh?
What time are you thinking
about? Well, you know, it gets dark early at this time.
Yeah, but we're into March by then.
So,
February.
How about 4 o'clock? 4:30?
We're talking about the 10th of February. And
okay.
If we did a presentation, and let's just say that you'd have a meeting and we do a presentation and we suck up an hour's worth of time, we'd probably want to be done with that
do
by
the,
3:30
we
so
do
we
the,
could get a tour done.
Yeah, why can't we do the tour first?
Yes, we could do the tour first.
That would make sense, I think. 3:30 is too early for kids, isn't it?
I can do 3:30.
Okay. I hear everybody liking it.
I like it.
Something for you to think about because we're more than happy to do that.
Let's just decide it. Let's do the meeting of the 10th at the stormwater facility starting at 3:30 p.m.
What about the barbecue?
Sanders.
Huh?
What about the barbecue?
Oh, the barbecue.
I'm bringing my water bottles.
At 3:30.
As long as you don't fill it with sewage.
February 10th
at
3:30,
is that what we said?
Yes.
Good. Is that
well,
I just made the comment kind of off the cuff.
Without any other business, we are adjourned. Without any other business, we are adjourned.